12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Welcome to The Foundlings, a 12-sided stories City of Mist actual play. As always, our games are story heavy and rules light. And now, introducing our master of ceremonies, Pooja Sharma.
Welcome to episode 8 of The Foundlings, our City of Mist actual play. I am Pooja, and I will be your master of ceremonies this episode, as I have been for the last 7 episodes. And I am joined by some amazing players. Let's start with Mac.
Hey, y'all. I am Mac, and I am going to be playing Beatrice, who is kind of our weird poison ivy of the group, potentially getting into plant witch territory, too, which I'm pretty excited about.
Hi, I'm Wes Otis, and I am playing Noah Hurst, who is finally using his bow and figuring out what that means for Noah Hurst.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Siobhan, your local shapeshifter. So, you know, everybody needs one of those.
Hi, I've been playing Bly. It's hard to pigeonhole her, I guess, or not pigeonhole, not to like insult all of my siblings, but kind of a bit of mind control, you know, kind of a bit of party time, something like that.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Okay, so last time on The Foundlings, our group had found Lacey, and she was actually in a lot better position. But while she was kind of explaining what was going on and why she had gone on this weird quest to, like, get involved with a bunch of criminal gangs, y'all were all attacked by a group of masked people in red and white striped masks and costumes, and it was real weird. They had needle guns, and they took out all of Sam's boys, which, you know, fingers crossed, I'm sure they're fine. But y'all handily took them out between Noah's fancy bow work and Bly and Beatrice taking out the ones in the front and completely decimating their leader's morale, just on every level. Y'all were able to both pin them down and find out that they were hired by Moriarty and that they had been following you. So y'all took off and went to Beatrice's secret garden, which is like in the porch behind her apartment, to regroup and catch your breath and finally catch up on Lacey. Siobhan called Hollister to, you know, give him some information about Moriarty and find out if he knows anything about the possibility of a Holmes. He said that he didn't specifically, but the Raptors might, if anyone in town knew it would probably be them, especially as they had not been hit as much as the other groups. When he was doing his murder board, he found a, you know, kind of a crime void around them. He also told you that Agatha had gotten arrested and she was being charged for the break-in at the Beakerhead's lab, which everybody is like, what the? Are you seriously telling me some old lady came in and broke into a lab and destroyed it? In any case, you went to bail her out and she was like super tired. She didn't want to talk. She was like, I just need to rest. Can we just talk in the morning? I've had a hard day. So y'all said, sure, took her back to the garden where Lacey immediately swooped in to take care of Agatha for the evening so that y'all could all get some rest. The other thing that happened is Callie came to stay with Beatrice. So she no longer has to live at the Thieves Guild under the thumb of the agent. And she is successfully, as far as we know, minding the shop. So yeah, it is the next morning and Callie got up really early so she could take a super long bath. So I hope nobody else needed to use the bathroom for, you know, the next hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. But she did wake up early enough that she could do that and then also go open the shop on time. If Beatrice is awake, she will go by and, like, thank her again, you know, doing all of this for her.
I'm sure Beatrice is, like, half awake after the day that they've had. Like, yes, is good. Good. Coffee. And gets up and, like, goes to make coffee for everybody.
Callie has put the pot on.
Nice.
Okay. So you'll have some stuff that you can do, some options on where you go from here. Lacey is up. Agatha is actually still in bed. Lacey comes out. She's like, she's not doing so well.
In what way?
Honestly, I wish I could tell you. I don't know if it's just the stress between what's been happening with the Coven and the Beakerheads and how much extra effort she's been putting into tracking them or something else. Maybe she's coming down with something. I'm not actually sure.
Well, maybe when she's up, she can make something for herself, like a poultice or something. Maybe she's got some knowledge. I can get the plants for it.
That would be lovely, dear. She kind of does that thing where she, like, half squeezes your cheek, half kind of, like, smacks you in the side of the face. All in love. And what are the rest of y'all doing this morning?
I'm just probably sleeping until somebody wakes me up.
With Siobhan, it depends on, you know, what form she's in. If she's in human form, no, she's not a morning person. But she went to sleep as a dog, so she's up. She's ready.
Are you going to stay in your dog form for this morning, or are you...
No, I was just doing it to save space because there probably, you know, wasn't enough sleeping space for everybody. And as a dog, I'd be pretty comfortable on the floor. So
you don't have to worry about sharing the bathroom. You can just go piddle outside.
Exactly. In the garden.
Wait, what?
I think just by design of my work, I would probably be a morning person just because of how the job that I've had makes me a morning person.
So are you, like, checking in with work?
That's what I was thinking, yeah, that I check with work because this has been whirlwind, right? This has been literally like a day, 2 days or something. So yeah, I'm checking in with work and trying to find out if I've missed anything major, if the cases are still where they need to be.
Your cases are pretty much okay because the one that you were working on, you know, you still got a few days to prep, even with the change in schedule. You do have a response to the email that you sent. You got an email from an unknown sender and you sent an email back that asked, who are they? And you get a response that says, someone with a vested interest in the workings of our justice system.
Okay, well, how do I deal with this? Let's see. I know that Patrice and Siobhan and Beatrice is awake. And I'd probably, at this point, I'd wake up Bly, because that's what little brothers do, even when they're adults. You know, Bly, wake up. We got stuff to do. Come on.
She just, like, puts her arms up. She's doing the whole cat stretch thing. Also, I don't know if you know the alligator technique when your mom's trying to get you up and you're like, I'm definitely moving, and you just turn around. But you're not. You just spin a bit. The blanket's up and then it's down, and you're just like spinning, but a little bit of that, but I can see it's not working. I would imagine you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Keep spinning.
I did that as well.
Who do you think taught you that technique?
And I try to get everybody into, not Lacey so much, but just my siblings. I mean, if Lacey's there, it's not a big deal. I tell you all about the emails that I've been getting. And I'm kind of at the point where I just want to say, all right, what do you want from me? Where do you want to meet up? It seems like a trap. I'm very, with everything going on, I'm very, you know, skeptical about it all. So what do the three of you think?
Definitely agree that it's highly likely a trap. Also, just a vested interest in the justice, that could be from any angle. That could be a Saudi prince.
It could be the agent.
Yeah. It could, anything. Yeah. Though perhaps most likely someone involved with Moriarty.
That was my thought too.
Yeah. So my only thought so far is extreme caution, but potentially a lead.
Yeah, I guess we all need to figure out, like, there are a lot of angles to go on at this point of what to do next. If Agatha is sick, my worry is it's connected to whatever the Beakers are doing. Because if she is so entrenched in nature, their actions might, what they're doing on the property, what they're doing to her or to the earth that she is connected to might be physically affecting her.
Might she need to be taken back to her house?
I mean, I don't know. We can ask her, but we have a couple of different fires to put out. We have to deal with all these different groups. We have to deal with, you know, the Beakers and come up with a plan. So I'm going to respond to this email and say, like I said, I don't know who this is. Unless you're willing to tell me who you are, then I don't have much to impart when it comes to our justice system. If you want to meet at an incredibly public place with lots of people, we can definitely talk about that. But these emails aren't really getting us anywhere. So unless you want to give me some information about yourself, I really can't do anything for you. And I just send that, like, hey, if you want to meet in a very public place, sure, but I'm not, there's nowhere else I can go. And then the three of you, I mean, what do we think? We want to protect Agatha, but we also have the city exploding with, you know, all the groups getting condensed, you know?
Well, regarding Agatha, perhaps because she's not passed out, right? She's just asleep. Okay.
Yeah. Currently, you know, she's asleep and Lacey is in there just taking care of her.
Right. Okay. So we straight to the point and awesome if we could just ask her to confirm the Earth theory that Noah has put forward. I think it's a great one. And then if that's the case, perhaps we need to prioritize making sure she doesn't get sicker. And then look at the raptors. That's just me spitballing. And with the raptors, the only thing I could think of is either we talk to maybe Callie if she knows if the thieves... I can't remember with all this convoluted fighting if the Thieves Guild clashed with the raptors previously or if they haven't yet, but...
Not that you know of. You know that the thieves have been moving on the Crocs in a way that they haven't before.
We should maybe ask one of our Thieves Guild counterparts if they have insight into where we can either contact them or sneak into their compound.
And if Callie doesn't know, I suppose we could always ask Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had spoken about having her go in and find out. And also, I mean, we know that the Crocs are... For all the vibrato and the macho stuff, deep down, they wanted to help Lacey, even if we didn't agree with how they were doing it. And we may want to contact them at some point and see if we can give them information that we have in order to put some more players on the board on our side so that it's not just Moriarty grabbing up all these different groups and using them against each other. But that was another thought that we had that from last time.
I could always fly in there as a dove with an olive branch.
Well, yeah, I mean, enemy of enemy kind of thing.
Right.
So we want to check in with Agatha first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's confirm she's not dying.
So as y'all go into this, I'm assuming that Beatrice, you set up like Lacey and Agatha in your bedroom.
Yeah.
So you go into your room and Agatha looks like she's aged 10 years overnight, like in the bad way.
She chose poorly.
Yes. Yes. There's an element of that.
I had to.
But she's sitting up in bed and Lacey's kind of holding her hand and they are softly talking, but stop when you come in. And Agatha says, she's like, oh, I know I told you I would talk to you more about the situation at the prison. So with the break-in, I'm sorry. I know you need that.
I think we're more concerned about your health at this point. Is what the beaker's doing, is that part of the reason that you're having issues this morning?
Honestly, what they had been doing wouldn't affect me. None of their previous, but something happened. It's like my lifeline got cut after I got arrested.
Who would have the power to do that?
Honestly, it is possible that I don't talk about it very much. I mean, it's hard to explain to people who don't understand. But you all have been dealing with your own situations for quite some time, so you're adults now. I should treat you like adults. I have put a lot of myself into my plans. Beatrice, I'm sure that that's something that you can empathize with.
Absolutely.
In my case, much of my power is connected to my plants and my home and the sanctity of my home.
If we got you back to your house, would that help you?
Maybe. It's never been this bad. We had that infestation of beetles that were attacking the trees a few years ago. I don't know if any of you remember that except Beatrice. But it feels almost like that, except on an exponentially larger scale.
Well, let's get you back to your house so that maybe you can start feeling a little better and we can see if something's going on there.
Yeah, maybe you can, or we can help you pinpoint a source somehow. Would that be possible?
I would appreciate it so much. If you could spare the time, I don't want you to take, it's possible that it's just, maybe it's just the flu.
Well, I think that we need to deal with this first. It seems more pressing than the other things. Lacey is safe, and those things can wait a little bit while we find out what's going on with your lifeline.
Oh, if you're sure.
Eli's like, the flu? Like, we are not 8 years old. You know, maybe mentally, because she's still a little afraid of Agatha. But she respects her.
It's like old habits die hard.
That's true.
So Lacey, she's like, okay, let's get you ready then. And basically shoos you all out of the room in that very matronly way so that she can help Agatha get ready. Agatha comes out like a few minutes later. She's looking slightly better, maybe? Maybe it's just that she's up and she doesn't look quite so much like she's about to expire like that chick from Little Women. Man, I was obsessed with those books, and the fact that I cannot remember that girl's name is sad. And Lacey is fine to come with you, but I don't actually know if she can fit in your car with all of you.
I would say Lacey's still in danger.
And no one knows she's here, and we want to keep it that way.
Yeah, so for right now, if she can stick here and we will give her updates, that seems a lot safer.
Okay. You do manage, she's not enthusiastic about it, but she understands. And she's like, well, call me the second you know anything. I'll be right by the phone. I'll have it in my hands. Regular updates.
Of course. I had an idea. And you all can tell me if this is a good idea or not. So obviously, I don't think the Crocs can trace a phone call. What if Lacey was the one to put out the olive branch? If we let her talk, they were former, companions at one point, and maybe it would come better from her than from us. If Sam knows that Lacey is safe, that we have her best interest at heart, and that there is this other thing going on, coming from Lacey, that might end up going further than us trying to do it ourselves. What do you all think about that?
I think that's a good idea.
I was not going to say anything to Sam personally, just saying that.
Yeah, I think that less enemies right now is good for us, though, because, we don't want the Thieves Guild and the Crocs and the Raptors and the, whoever else, the Mary Poppins, whoever else is out there that we haven't met yet that could cause us problems. I think that the less we have on our plate, the better. Would Lacey be okay with that, giving Sam a call today and having a conversation?
And once you explain what you did and why, you can see that she's holding back in, a massive laugh about it. She's like, that man, always so full of himself. ever since we were children.
Any help that you could give us would be nice. It would just kind of smooth things over. We're going to go deal with the Agatha situation, and we will contact you throughout the day and just see how things are going.
Absolutely. Don't worry at all. I will smooth things over with Samuel.
Okay, thank you. All right, off to Agatha's. I keep wanting to put an F in Agatha. Affafaga. Ambulance.
So you head over to Agatha's. I'm going to say that since y'all are on alert after yesterday's business, that you do notice there's nobody following you. Everything seems weirdly calm and normal in everyone else's lives compared to yours. When you get to Agatha's house, it's immediately obvious what the problem is, because it looks like it's been attacked by a swamp locusts. Like, locally, just the plants, everything just completely decimated. The previous couple of times you've gone to Agatha's, you've noticed that the birds are there and kind of more aware. And you do see that there are, like, feathers scattered around, but no other signs of the birds right now.
So someone got rid of the birds and possibly the locust attack. Like, this is Beatrice's realm when it comes to plants. What do we do to fix this?
I think I'm going to have to do a roll about it. My concern is if they came after her plants in this way, if they scorched the earth in some way, if it's going to prevent me from super growing some stuff back. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So let's roll and investigate.
Oh, wow. That is 14.
Okay, so you're able to tell it wasn't obviously a natural thing, is the thing that you know. And it wasn't like a pesticide spray or something like that that took out the plant. Something came in and destroyed everything.
Sure, sure.
But the thing that you noticed that you wouldn't have necessarily noticed if you hadn't rolled so well is that whatever came in after it took out all of the growth altered the soil composition around the house. It's not a like as simple as just throwing a poison down, but like structurally the dirt here is no longer like it has like leached all the nutrients out of it.
Okay. I'm going to relay this to everybody.
Agatha is devastated.
Bly feels so horrible, as she's also connected differently to flora and fauna. Then seeing all of this starts kind of messing with her mood. And I want to do something useful here, but I realize that also I might slip into a backfiery state in this area. I guess just wanted to relay that to my siblings. Yeah, it's different, but it's definitely like grief, seeing all the death. Can we hear like the insects? Can we hear anything, or is it just silent?
You can hear things, but none of it originates from Agatha. The land that her house is on is like barren now.
I guess my question is if this is the only place that, and I'm talking to Agatha, that you can be established, or can we move you somewhere else, or do we have to fix this plot of land?
I can lay down new roots. It can take time, but, you know, the people who could help me the most right now, I need my coven. I need my siblings, just as you need each other.
Can we get you to your coven then while we figure this out?
That, I think, yes, that would be for the best. That if I just could maybe, and she just kind of like trails off into, you know, 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, I just worry if I do something drastic here that they'll just come in and slate wipe again.
Yes, no, this is definitely a rut that we have to cut out at the root rather than the branch. But if you could take me to we have a sanctuary, and I know that Helga spends most of her time there, so. And she gives you the address. It's, you know, a place uptown.
Okay, and then before we go, I'm just thinking, we're not 100% sure on who did this, right?
I mean, I know that Noah is very invested in principles of justice and innocent until proven guilty, but this was the Beakerheads. No one else would have come after me this way. No one else would have come after me this way. How dare they? And she actually gets like some kind of like life back in her just with the anger.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I mean, I believe in the truth, and that brings a certain amount of justice, but I also am not going to be blindly, you know, saying that the system is perfect. I don't know that, to be honest, and I question that more and more. But this is obviously, I mean, we've been talking about the Beakerheads for 2 days now. We know who did this. They have started this issue, so we obviously need to take care of them as well. So let's get her to her coven, and then let's deal with the Beakerheads and this issue. Moriarty can wait a little bit.
I agree. Before we leave, I wanted to ask Agatha if there's like any magical thing she needs from her house so we don't have to come back here for some specific item later on.
Yeah, she asked, like, she's like, I need to go inside and get some of my things. Obviously, I didn't bring anything with me when I was forcibly removed yesterday.
While she's doing that, now I know the plants have been like pretty decimated. Is there anything left where like I could at least take like a small plant, like something small that I could put in like a pot for her that I could like kind of zhuzh back to life to give her something that's from her home? Just, I feel like that would be, if not physically helpful, maybe mentally helpful to her.
I'm going to have you roll a change the game to see if you can find, like, through all this devastation, if you are able to use your powers to find, like, one thing that they missed.
Okay. I'm going to use the same tags as before then.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully roll decently. Shit, I didn't roll super great. I got a 7.
Okay. So you are able to find, like, there is one, like, root connected to just the tiniest bit of plant that, like, because of your connection, you can tell that there's still life in it, but it's, there wouldn't have been in 2 hours. So you're able to find it, but it's not doing well. Can be brought back, but it's not something that you would be able to bring back, like, magically. I'll put it that way. It's going to need actual time.
Yeah, like, it would require, like, you know, actual horticulture plant stuff. I'm still going to go ahead and salvage it and put it in a pot for her and, you know, let her know that if her coven can basically help her get some supplies, that it's not much, but it's somewhere to start from.
She's so incredibly grateful. Like, it's means so much to me that you did this, and we'll do our best.
Why they're doing all that, could I do an investigate role? I'm 100% sure it's probably the Beakers, but I'd also kind of like to see if I can figure out any more information, if I can really nail things down, or if I can find anything that we might have missed from our cursory thing. I'm just going to spend the 1 point for now. So that is a 10.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to say that as you look around, like, you take more of a look through the plant life and everything, you're actually able to find a small mechanical rat, and it's pretty mangled. Something got to this thing, and you're not sure what, but there is, like, underneath layers of other plant life, you find this little rat that, it's like a robot.
I'm gonna bag it.
Okay, you bag it up, and y'all, do you have anything else? Like, Agatha comes out with her stuff. Do you have anything else you want to do at her house?
No, I think we're all good.
Yeah, I was just looking around for the birds.
Yeah, me too.
You hear a little bit of, like, a caw in the distance, but you're not sure if it's one of Agatha's birds, and they're definitely nowhere to be found here. And I will say, like, it's, you find no other trace besides those feathers.
Right. Well, they're not bones or, you know, beak parts, but I'm a little hopeful. I was also thinking, I mean, Siobhan can speak bird, so if they saw something, they could just literally tell us, but they aren't here. Yeah, if they're nowhere near... Well, I was going to say, if they're nowhere near, then I guess I can't really do a roll about it. Yeah, because I was going to be like, oh, if they're scared and they'll come out, maybe whistle at them. But, okay, yeah, no, I don't have any long distance powers anyway.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, the feathers don't necessarily mean something dire happened, because if they got startled and flew off really fast, they would have dropped a feather or two. So is it like a lot of feathers or just like one or two?
It's a decent number. It's not like the whole ground is coated in feathers. But yeah, you think it's plausible that, like, if the sheer volume of birds that you had seen there before all took off at once, it could have led to this.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense more than these things just that destroyed the plants just don't eat feathers. So I was thinking, oh, they probably would have scooped up. Well, I don't know. But yes, okay. So I guess we'll keep an eye out, Siobhan.
Okay. Agatha comes out and she's got like a small weekend bag. And she's like, I'm ready. There's nothing else here for me at the moment.
Okay, let's go.
You make your way uptown and you notice when you get to the Covens, like it's like a little standalone house. It's not ostentatious. It almost stands out with how restrained it is compared to the houses around it. Agatha just opens the door and goes right in. And the first person you see there is older lady, tiny, tiny lady. And she runs up and she is like, Agatha, my dear, what has happened to you? What have they done to you, my darling? What did you let happen to my Agatha? She turns to the rest of you.
Nothing, ma'am.
We didn't let anything happen, ma'am. We're trying to help her.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And they confer a little bit, and Agatha gives her the rundown on what's happened. And she's like, oh, this woman turns to you, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was just, you know, emotions get the best of us sometimes. I'm Helga.
Nice to meet you.
How do you do, Helga? Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.
We introduce ourselves.
And I don't care what anyone else says. This is definitely the Beakerheads. If it's not in retaliation for what happened to their lab, then it's definitely, something.
We believe the same thing. From the damage that we saw and the evidence there, there's definitely a link to them. We're just trying to find out if there's a way we can help Agatha get back to her former self.
Well, I will tell you this, that I'll call the rest of the coven here and we'll do what we can for Agatha. And she turns to Agatha and like, I am not losing you on my watch. I told you for years you were investing too much of yourself into that land. We will make this right. And she sees the plant and is very excited that there is still a plant left. And she's like, yes, this is perfect. This will definitely help. Let's get it in something that isn't this. And goes off into the back. And when she comes out a few minutes later, she's moved the plant into a different pot. She seems much happier with it. And she's like, I'll call the rest of the coven together. We can't let the Beakerheads get away with this. Obviously, our live and let live strategy is not working.
Definitely not. They're getting really, really courageous out there. Now, we're trying to perhaps hit the Beakerheads as well, but we're not sure how to go about that. Do you have any tips? We know the raptors are out there involved in this somehow. Perhaps, I don't know, they've got some vulnerabilities you'd like to tell us about.
Well, I mean, well, you mentioned the raptors, but yes, like, their security teams work with everyone. And I know that includes the Beakerheads. We have not employed them since I know that they still have active contracts there. If you want to hit the Beakerheads, it can't just be you. I mean, as much as I believe that the four of you are perfectly competent, but their stronghold is just that. Their arrogance is their biggest weakness. They believe they know everything.
I believe we could work with that.
So, anything that they can't get, they will do whatever is in their power, above or below board, to get it.
Well, I mean, we can do some reconnaissance on the Beakerheads. I think knowledge is important before we go jumping in and doing anything we might all regret. I think that if you guys retaliate, that would be a very bad thing because it could come back even worse for you, especially if we don't know exactly everything that's going on. So we need more information before we make moves.
Well, and right now, Agatha's in the system. So if something happens and you all are involved, it will trace right back to her. Because they made the first move, they have an advantage right now. So there are ways we can maybe jam their works up a little bit without it becoming so public.
Well, good. I'll call our lawyer, because whoever this public defender they got Agatha with is useless in the extreme. But you make good points. and I can convince the others not to retaliate immediately. But there's not a universe in this world where we won't take action.
Just pause button, that's all we're saying.
I mean, I would say legal action may not be a bad idea. I mean, they did vandalize her property.
And what evidence do we really have that will stand up in your court of law, not to mention the amount of time it takes? Police don't exactly treat vandalism seriously.
The problem is, as you know, normal, everyday people don't necessarily recognize the same things that we do. And that's the biggest problem, is that they don't see the evidence that we see.
Exactly.
Right. So, like I said, they struck first and they're in the court system. We just need to be careful. I'm not saying don't do anything. I'm just saying we have to be careful with how we do things. That's all.
Understood. So we will hold off on doing anything on our own. Our priority right now is getting Agatha back to better shape anyway. But you can count on us. When you need us, we'll be there.
I appreciate.
And we'll have our lawyer on it as well. She has a way of expediting things that I very much appreciate.
Perfect.
I think I can turn into like a crow and maybe go find the birds, Agatha's birds, and talk to them, you know, and see if they can tell us what happened. That's something I can try and do.
Yeah, if you'd like to do that. And Saint's idea about, you know, if y'all want to team up, that might get you some more information or lure them over to you so you don't have to flap about town for too long. So right now, you know, like y'all are pretty sure it's the Beaverheads, but what do you want to do next? Do you want to go talk to the birds or go somewhere else? What do you want to do?
I'll support the looking for our bird witnesses. And then, I don't know, it sounds like no one needs to get all the info on Agatha's arrest still. Is there a way we could do some of this little housekeeping stuff at the same time? I know splitting up is a but...
Well, we can say that yesterday when you went to post Agatha's bail, Beatrice took care of the bail portion, but I can say that Noah, you got them to send the current file to your email, and that while it took a while to get it, that it's come in between the morning when you first did your email check and now.
All right.
When you take a look at the actual evidence that they have, it's weak as fuck.
Okay.
It's mostly circumstantial, and there is a... Like, mostly they arrested her based on the word of the victims and the promise of some kind of security footage that hasn't been logged into the system yet.
Ooh, wow. That's risky as fuck, but Beatrice and I could go over to the Beakerhead place and I could pretend that I'm investigating the case and ask for the information, see if I can get the videotape they're talking about. The question is do I know if the Beakerheads are aware of me? Have I dealt with them in the court system?
The Beakerheads generally stay on the correct side of the law.
Okay.
They're not like the Thieves Guild or something like that now.
I mean, that's one idea.
And I could back you up because I do, one of my logos is I'm something of a scientist myself. So I have believable jargon and other stuff to, you know, work with.
Right. And just see what we can find out.
And just a weird question. Do people know, like, is it a established area that the Beakerheads, like, have their base? Like, do we even know where they are?
Agatha had told us that they had bought some land right next to Agatha's coven's land and that they have some kind of legal debate going on. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I was just trying to remember if we had like a place.
Yeah.
A stronghold.
So we'll start with Siobhan and Bly.
Okay, I think it'd be good if we went to like a park, someplace where a lot of birds would not raise any sort of suspicion.
There's a park very near where Agatha lives, and it's got a lot of trees. It's really nicely maintained, all of that stuff. You don't see anything suspicious. It's not super busy right now.
So, Bly, do you want to do your Snow White thing?
Sure. Yeah, I'm thinking, well, yeah, I guess we'll just bring all of them over and see if they are our birdie friends. So let's see if we recognize any of them. I'll leave the bird calls to Siobhan for now. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's three... 5 plus 8. 8.
Great. I'm going to say that you have gathered most of the birds in the area. You weren't able to narrow it down to necessarily the birds that were just at Agatha's. The trees around you are now full of birds, and I'm going to switch over just for a moment to cut while you were doing this, and while you, you know, played your ocarina in this amazingly alluring tone for all of these birds, and they all responded to this call that they somehow each heard as their own personal catnip, or whatever you call it for birds, birdseed.
I picture it like a bird party. They're all like sitting on the branches and just kind of bopping up and down. Just like,
mm-hmm. Yes, totally. And clearly Bly has never seen the birds, because then she would have, this wouldn't have been possible.
And so just on that mental image, I'm going to switch over to Noah and Beatrice.
So let's go to the Beakerheads and see if we can rattle their cage a little bit. We know where their main place is at. I put on my suit, probably already had my suit on, and we'll go out there.
Do you want to go to like the main stronghold out there, or do you want to hit up one of their labs in town or the lab that got hit?
A lab in town is fine. I mean, is there one that's particularly close to where Agatha lives or no?
The lab that got hit is relatively close.
Okay. Let's do that one. That would make the most sense.
Yeah, there are like three or four scattered around town in different areas. But the actual one that had the damage was also the closest to Agatha's, which is another thing that you found in the notes that was like, she had ample opportunity to go over there and...
And, right. Well, let's do that one, because obviously that's the one where, you know, the most information probably can be gleaned, even if it's not from them talking. So yeah, we head over to that lab and try to see if we can talk to someone.
Okay, so you head over and there's a, you know, kind of office-y looking building. You can see like a couple of pieces of crime scene tape that have been taken down, but not all cleared up yet. There's no active police presence here anymore. They came in, did what they needed to do, and got out. When you ring the doorbell, a man comes to the door, opens it up, and he's fussy and a little bit flustered, and he's just, can I help you? I'm not currently buying anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We're not actually here to sell anything. I'm with the prosecutor's office. I'm Noah Hurst, and this is my assistant here, Beatrice. And we are looking into Agatha and her attack that was reported. We just wanted to get some more information. If you have a few minutes, please.
Oh, yes, of course. I knew that those officers yesterday were completely incompetent, so it's good that someone is following up to make sure that justice is served. And he lets you right inside. You don't enter directly into the lab. There's like a hallway and a little bit of like a den area. I hesitate to call it a den because that makes it feel a lot more homey than it actually is. It's more like a, almost feels like an employee break room kind of vibe. And he says, sit down. I will give you all the information you could ever ask for. Trust me, that woman has been a thorn in our sides for years. She has finally overstepped. We will not take this lying down.
How exactly did she overstep? What happened?
Did you don't have any of the information I gave the police yesterday?
I have the file with me here. It's not that. I would just like to... So I'm going to be honest with you. The information that the police took down seems a bit light on why Agatha would be the one that you thought did this. It says something about a videotape, and I'd really like to see that. That would be great. That would help the case immensely if we could get the videotape of her doing the attack.
Of course. I understand incompetence. I'd have to deal with it every day. And he goes to lead you back, and you actually go through the lab on your way back into another back room. And they weren't joking when they said that it has been wrecked. For one, this is like, you walk into this room and it's like an alchemist paradise. There's weird materials, beakers, like definitely some of that is like bio waste, and that over there is, how has this place not exploded yet? There is stuff everywhere of any imaginable and unimaginable kind of uses.
Just to confirm, like it looks like they're experimenting on like a lot of different experiments, or it's all towards one ultimate thing.
In this case, like this is, it's possible that it was multiple experiments. It was possible that it's one, but it's also impossible to tell now because machines have been like overturned. There's like a whole, what might have been a distillery that's like broken down and in pieces. Some of the like bins of material in the back, and like, it's not a curio cabinet, but it's that thing with all the little drawers.
Apothecary cabinet.
Yes.
Thank you. There's a giant apothecary cabinet, and like most of the drawers have been like taken out and like stuff's dumped out and just everywhere. Like some effort has been made to clean up, but not very much. Like he's only been able to be working on it for like a few hours at this point when he was allowed back in the lab. But somebody came in and like wrecked shit.
Okay. I was just trying to see if there was like a general gist, especially because I've got a scientific background, so.
Mm-hmm. No, this is more like, it's possible that he was working on one thing, but it's just as possible that he had like seven different things going on at one time. And he leads you back, you go through, he leads you back into a security room in the back. And he's like, I have this tape. Will explain everything.
Excellent.
Gives you a old school cassette tape, which seems a little weird for them to have considering how scientifically advanced they are. But, you know.
Okay. Do you have a place we can watch this real quick?
You have to watch it here.
I don't have a VCR in my office anymore. And with downtown, it's really difficult to get that older technology. I'm actually kind of shocked that you, with as advanced and obviously competent that you all are, that you still have such a dated piece of tech around.
Hey, very offended. He's like, funds need to go to where they are most important and used, or so they keep telling me from the top. This will definitely mean that I get an upgraded security system, but I am now months, if not years, behind on my research. And he, like, as he goes off on this kind of tirade about budgets and, like, on the other hand, reliability, and he starts listing pros and cons, and it's a whole thing. We're going to cut back to Siobhan and Bly. So you now have so many birds. So many.
Do we recognize any of them as Agatha's birds? Because they had a look.
You do feel that, like, in this, like, it's not even a flock anymore. It's whatever a flock times 1,000 is. You can feel that kind of still, that presence and that stare. So they're in there somewhere.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn into a bird. I don't have to turn into a crow because I don't have to fly very far anymore. So I'll turn into one of them. So I'm using shapeshift, take on the attributes of the animal. I think I would flit from tree to tree to see if I can find Agatha's birds.
Great. So do an investigate roll for me.
So that gives me a 9 total.
Great. It takes you a while, but you are able to identify the birds that lived on Agatha's property.
Okay.
And they're all kind of confined to one area, and they're so mad. They're so very angry. They're not all there. Their numbers are quite reduced.
Well, ooh. Okay, so I start chirping it up with them. What happened?
They aren't able to tell you a whole lot. Like, Agatha was taken by these people, and they were guarding the house, as is their job. And then another person came with a lot of machines. When it comes to the machines, when they're describing it, and it's like tiny, destructive, chewing, I think you're able to recognize there was a whole Pied Piper of these rats. And they were able to fight off a few of them, but they were completely overwhelmed. Not everyone made it out.
Okay. Well, I let them know that Agatha is safe right now. We got her somewhere safe. And sorry, they lost their friend. And we're doing our best to either restore your old place or get you a new place to roost.
Thank you for that. But what they care about now is where Agatha is now.
I let them know. I tell them because I'm sure Agatha will take comfort in her birds being nearby.
And they let you know that it was like, obviously these machines, there was one person there.
Okay, and can they describe the person at all?
It was like a male person, or, you know, flapped a lot. Very, like if he had feathers, they would be ruffled.
Okay, okay.
And I am going to say that if you want to establish, like, if you want to work with Bly and establish a deeper connection to these birds between the two of you to try to get more information and, like, a more specific description.
Okay. Okay. So I tell them to hang out here for a second. I'll be right back. And I flit down to Bly and I just kind of like, you know, she knows what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I mean, I guess I could just keep playing music. with the added tag of people trust me. So, I don't know, maybe them seeing us together, they'll be like, oh, you too were with Agatha. Well, no, they already know Siobhan, right? They recognize Siobhan, or... Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
After you start talking to them, they're like, oh, you.
It's you, right. Okay, well, then they don't really need to do that, but, yeah, if you... I don't know. How can I help you, Siobhan?
I would say maybe change the tune so that the other birds will just go. The ones that aren't Agatha's birds, they'll just be kind of like, okay, party's over.
Or maybe I could just stop. Because then the ones that we actually know, you can convince them to stay. Yeah, so if they want more privacy, totally. All right, well then, so when you land on me, I go, okay, all right. Tune it down, yeah, turn it down, and yeah, just kind of end the song peacefully, gracefully, so that the kind of mood kind of slips away instead of like abruptly stopping, let's say.
Okay, so the rest of the birds leave. The ones from Agatha's do stay around. They're like, okay, so the best that we have is that some of us followed, since you are taking care of Agatha and you've told us where Agatha is, we followed the one who did this back to his nest. It wasn't very far away. We can give you directions, but that's all that we can do. We need to get back to her.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Some bird directions.
They give you bird directions. And the bird directions that they give you lead you back to the lab that Noah and Beatrice are at right now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the birds, and I give them bird directions to where the coven is.
As the crow flies.
As the crow flies. Nope, I think I'll turn back to human, and we can start heading over there. What do you think, Bly?
Yeah, let's reconvene the scene of the crime.
And I think that's a really good place to end it there. So thank you very much for listening to episode 8 of The Foundlings. And I have been Pooja, your MC. You can find me on Twitter at LADESIGirl. That's LADESI girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. And currently you can find me on Happy Jacks RPG every Saturday playing a fantasy pirate game called The Castoffs using the Quest RPG system. It's a lot of fun. I get to play a literal catwoman who is also something of an assassin like you do. So Mac, where can the people find you?
Hey, y'all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as @strangelikethat, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hello. I'm Saint, or Saint Spider. I almost said you're Saint. We're all Saint. And you can find me, if you'd like to chat it up, just on Twitter, at SaintSpiderTV. That's SaintSpiderTV. Thank you.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Mishulu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mill Games catalog through BattleBards.
I am Wes Otis, and you can find me at Plate Mill Games on Twitter. If you want to find the podcast, find us at 12 Sided Stories. That's number 12. And then Sided Stories on both Instagram and Twitter. You can also find us on our website, which is 12sidedstories.com, all spelled out, all one word. If you'd like to check out our stream on Tuesday nights, we usually do it around 6 o'clock Pacific time. We have different games that we play over there as well. If you want to help out the podcast, definitely check out our Ko-fi or our Patreon. Both of those, the supporters over there, have, you know, give us... give us the means to be able to keep doing this week after week. And we really appreciate all of that help that they give. So check that out or give us a shout out on social media. We love hearing from you, or check out our Discord and say hello, or give us 5 stars on your favorite platform. Any of those things are awesome and we appreciate them. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back for episode 9 next week. Bye.
Bye.